Hi, my name is Bethany Conway, and welcome to my first ever podcast. I'm super excited that you are joining me today, and I hope that my process and my journey and the things that I share through this podcast and future podcasts somehow enlightens you, makes you laugh, helps you on your journey and your path in life. So today, I want to talk about busyness. Yes, busyness. There are so many things that consume our time and take our time. And, you know, I'm a mom. I'm a wife. I have four children. And I'm a chauffeur, a musician, a working mom, an entrepreneur, you know, just a all these different things, that hats that I wear and plates that I spin, and life gets busy. And there are times where busyness has overwhelmed me and at places in my life where I've had to pause and reprioritize and figure out what are the things that matter most in my life. And the things that brought me to those pivotal moments in my life, those paradigm shifts, those realignment moments, were not always easy and sometimes painful. But busyness as my status, as my hashtag, so to speak, it couldn't be that anymore. And I know that life happens and it can get out of control at times, but how do we take control of that? And how do we, not in a bad way, but how do we harness that and shift things so that they become purposeful? So I want to talk about busyness. You know, I've, throughout my life, you know, you run into people at the grocery store, people maybe you haven't seen, or you see them at church and you haven't connected with them for a while, and you ask, hey, how are you doing? How are things going? Oh, we're so busy. Oh, it's just, oh, we're just busy. Life is busy. And that was like my status for the longest time. And there came a point in my life where about 3 years ago, maybe 4 years ago now, I remember it was a spring, and my kids were getting older. You know, they're in middle school and starting to get involved in sports and involved in choir and band and all these extracurricular activities. And I was involved with my church, really involved with my church and ministry things, and working outside the home as well. So, you know, working 25 to 30 hours outside the home, and then volunteering and working for our church, probably 30 to 40 hours a week. And they had big events that were coming up, and end of the year for school. So we had choir concert, bands concerts, and track events. And there was just so many things going on. And I remember in that season, I would be in the house doing something or at work doing something, and all of a sudden I'd feel this tightness in my chest, extreme pain, and it was like, and I couldn't breathe, like felt pressure. And I was like, what is this all about? And so I, you know, it happened a couple times, you know, 1 week, and then maybe 2 weeks later, I'm like, okay, so maybe I don't know what that is. So then one day I was at home and in the basement doing laundry, and I was coming up from the basement, and literally I remember having to grab hold of the stairway railing, and because my chest hurt so bad and I couldn't breathe, I remember like trying to catch my breath, and it scared me really bad. And so I remember calling the doctor and making an appointment because something was wrong. I thought, am I having a heart attack or what the heck is going on? And so I remember going in to see the doctor, and she started asking me all these different questions, and I remember them doing this, like hooking me up to an ECG to just monitor my heart for a few minutes. And so the room was quiet and peaceful. They got me all hooked up and they left the room, and I'm just, you know, laying there on the table. I'm like, what the heck is going on? Like, this is crazy. And, so, just, you know, 10, 15 minutes had passed, and they came back in and they read my heart rate and how things were going. And they said, everything looks normal. And then she started asking me questions about, well, what else is going on in your life right now? And I was like, well, let me tell ya. And I started rattling off all the things that I was doing, you know, the things that I just shared earlier, and church events that we were preparing for, and working, and track meets, and band concerts, and choir concerts, and laundry, and children, and all these things, good things, and drinking more coffee because I was trying to keep up with having the energy, you know. So you have your 3 cups in the morning, and then you have a 24-ounce venti iced coffee with extra half and half and 6 pumps of classic syrup that tastes so good, but you need the caffeine because you're just not going to make it through the day. And, okay, so yes, I love coffee. But anyways, that was a side note. And so she's listening to me. She's like, I think you might be doing maybe some too, a little bit too much. And I think it may be, this might be stress anxiety. And as she's talking, I'm like, well, yeah, I've been drinking more coffee. I haven't been working out because I've been way too busy to even take care of myself that way. And she's like, I think you might need to figure out how to reprioritize some things. And I didn't expect to hear that in my mid 30s. That I was being told I may be doing too much. And it was like one of those moments, flashback, because I remember in high school, my dad telling me at one point in my life, and I was involved in drama and sports and, you know, a job and doing all these extra AP classes in high school. My dad said, Bethany, I think you might be doing too much. And as a teenager, you know, you're like, whatever, your parents don't know anything. You know everything at that point. And I didn't believe him. And I was like, in that moment in the doctor's office, when she said, I think you might be doing too much. I was like, okay, something's got to give. And my husband had already been on my case about something's got to give because we're not doing good. Our children aren't doing good. And it's exhausting. So that started me on a path of reevaluating, reprioritizing. So as I started that process, I started realizing that when people, I'd run into people I hadn't seen in a while, and I wish I had time to connect with, my default statement was, we're busy. I'm busy. We're always busy. And busyness, busyness, busyness. And it was something that, as I started thinking about it and getting curious, what the heck is going on? Was I finding my value or significance from being busy? I was exhausted. I was overly caffeinated. I wasn't taking care of myself. My boundaries were out of control. I was resentful of people that and things that I should not be resentful of. I was burnt out. And the people I loved the most were getting the worst of who I was. And I was angry. I was frustrated. And I was good at putting on a happy face for when I was busy with things, but I wasn't a happy person. And it was just that was a rough time in my life that I had to reevaluate. So how do we go from a busyness life to a full life? Like, I think of busyness as something that's stressful. There's chaos, burnout, it's out of control. You're barely surviving. And this, so over this season and in these last several years, and more so actually, being honest, in the last few months, I've been purposefully changing my vocabulary to when people ask me, how are things? What's going on? I am living a full life. Oh, what is a full life? What does that mean? What is the difference between a busy life and a full life? Well, I've had to learn to reprioritize. So when I say my life is full, I have filled my life with purposeful things. I've reprioritized to align my time, my energy with my core values so that the people that matter most in my life should be getting the best of who I am, the best parts of me. So my husband and my children, the people that matter most to me should be getting the best of who I am, not the leftovers. And those are the people that I want to be leaning into and learning self-care. Okay, so that means maybe I need to go to bed earlier. Maybe I need to make sure I get a walk in a few times a week and working out, allowing myself to rest. And in those moments, you find that in those restful moments, the creativity, the things that you've been, those breakthrough moments that you've been looking for start happening because you're rested, because you're putting boundaries in, because you're living a purposeful, full life with the things that matter most, restructuring, reprioritizing. And I know that in my busyness, creativity, sure, it was there, but not at the same level. Like it caused, when I began to press the pause button and reprioritize and shift my focus, and my husband and I had time to reevaluate and figure out what was going to be important to us and where, how are we going to pause and shift so that our marriage is healthy, that the relationship with our children is healthy. Creativity started coming, like just flowing in ways that I didn't even realize or how it had been stifled because of my busyness. John Maxwell makes this statement or this quote that I really think is awesome. He says, "The greatest enemy of good thinking is busyness." So by putting boundaries in our life and redefining that, we're allowing ourselves to be more creative, to think outside the box, the things that can, to be tapping into a greater level of joy and peace, by living a life that's full and purposeful and fulfilled instead of operating out of this place of busyness. You know, and the thing is, with all of that stuff that I was doing, it's not that any of it was bad. They were all good things and great. Some of those were great things. But the question I had to ask myself, are they the right things? Are they the best things that I need to be doing? My children and my husband need me. My family needs me. Those are the people that I love and I care for and that need the best of who I am. So now I consciously am thinking when somebody asks me, "How are you doing? What's going on? It's good to see you." "Oh, I'm doing great. I have a full schedule. It's a full life." But it is an honest answer. Out of a place of joy, out of a place of peace, out of fulfillment, because the things that, as I had to reprioritize and shift, move some things off my plate and move things that should be on my plate, my family, my husband, things, you know, that really mattered, as I moved those things and shifted those things, my life was fulfilled and it is full and it's peaceful, even though sometimes it might be going, but it's out of a place of peace and joy and not out of a place of trying to do, just to do. So I guess today the biggest thing and my challenge to you would be, maybe it's time for you to press pause and restructure or reprioritize things in your day. So maybe the house is messy for a little bit longer than you thought. Maybe the dishes stay in the sink a few more hours. Maybe you have to say no to something so that you can say yes to something that really matters. Maybe it's looking at all the things that you're doing and aligning them with what are your core values? Where are the connections, the connections that are really of value, those relationships that are really of value, where do those need to be so that you can align what you're doing with your core values so that what you're giving your time to and your energy to is coming from a place of fulfillment and it's purposeful? Where do you need to remove things from your plate? Or maybe there's things that you've put on your plate that shouldn't be there, and there's things that need to come on your plate that you haven't had room for because of your busyness. So today the challenge would be, how can we move from a life of busyness to a life that is full and fulfilled and operating from a place of overflow and joy? And most of all, peace. Where are the things that you can put in your life, in your schedule, that lead to peace and rest? So I want to encourage you today. You can do it. It may not be easy. And there may be people that aren't happy with you. But it will lead to a place of living a life of fullness, purposefulness, full of joy, fulfilled, and most of all, a place of peace. So I hope today this podcast encouraged you, it empowered you to make some decisions that you maybe have been needing to make. May your yes be yes and your no be no. May you go from busyness to purposeful, fulfilled life by shifting into peace. Thank you for joining me for today's podcast, and have a great day.